Another way to the forum. Could you tell me a little bit about this play?
Well, this was a play that ran for a couple of years on Broadway, and I think is considered one of the funniest commercial. I think it's considered one of the funniest musicals of all time. It starred originally Zero Mostel in the leading part, and a movie came out shortly afterwards which also starred him and Jack Gilford and Buster Keaton. It's a delightful Roman farce, a sort of pseudo-Roman farce, because it actually isn't authentic. People come in ad-libbing Latin at certain moments, like e pluribus unum and ex post facto, and obviously it's fractured Latin, and it's a kind of takeoff on the farces that a Roman playwright named Plautus wrote about 200 B.C. A lot of the situations in it that deal with deception and intrigue and an old man trying to pretend that he's young, and cases of mistaken identity are taken right out of Plautus's original plays. But it's done with a difference, of course. There's no attempt made to make it seem authentic. It's in Roman costume, but the spirit is definitely 20th century. And in fact, it's probably a little bit more New York than it is Rome.
On this particular play, I understand it's a joint production.
Yes, this is a joint production of the music department, the opera workshop, and the drama workshop of the speech and drama department. And it's a very happy affiliation. I think it's going to be an annual event, so that we'll be doing musicals from here on out, one a year. Oh, I think so. And we've done this in the past, but for the last few years, because of budgetary problems, we haven't been able to afford it. But now we're in the position where we can afford it, and this is an awfully good way to kick it off, I think.
I believe so. Who are some of the actors and actresses who will be featured in this work?
Well, it's hard to know where to start, because there are so many roles that could be considered to be leading ones. The role of Pseudolus, which was the role that was played by Zero Mostel, is played by a student, Jeff Alguire, who comes to us from Ketchikan. Jeff, incidentally, is the son of a former actor of mine who was in my plays when I did them here in 1955, so it's come full circle. Jeff's a very talented young man who's majoring in physics. We have the mother of the hero, Karen Cross. Senex, the kind of dirty old man of the piece, is played by Bob Howard. There is Lycus, who is kind of a flesh peddler, charming flesh peddler, played by Bucky Wright. We have a series of very glamorous dancers in this, who are Laurie Rowland, Cindy Anderson, Teresa Hamrick, Marie Tomlin, Maria Bulko, and Lucy Evans. We have the part of the leading lady, Philia, who is none too bright but is gorgeous. That's part of her charm. In fact, she sings a song called Lovely. All I am is lovely. Lovely is the one thing I can do. And she does it very well. Played beautifully by Alison Foltz, who has a lovely soprano voice. Then we have the oldest man in Rome, a gentleman called Eronius, who was played in the original movie by Buster Keaton. Gene Linton plays that part. And Miles Gloriosus, who is the Roman, the conceited Roman captain who comes in to purchase his bride from Lycus, and who sings a song about himself, which has the line, I am a parade, is played by Greg Gustafson, who is a student here in education. There are smaller parts called the Proteans. These are sort of utility characters, three people who are in costumes that can be changed very quickly. So they change their identities from scene to scene. Sometimes they're Roman citizens, sometimes they're eunuchs, sometimes they're Roman soldiers. It just depends on what they're needed for. And they're also tumblers and jugglers. So it's a very lively, colorful show. The costumes are really beautiful. The set is gorgeous. And, of course, the music by Stephen Sondheim is unforgettable.
Sounds like a fun show to put on, too.
Oh, it is. We just laugh our way through rehearsals. It's a real tribute to the writing of a show if, after 6 weeks of rehearsal, the cast still laughs at each other, and they still are. It's so well written. I think so, and I think probably we're going to have to certainly stress that tickets are going to go fast for this. For the first time, by the way, we're able to reserve specific seats in the theater. We haven't done that in the past, so it's possible for you actually to reserve certain seats, and that's going to be a big advantage, I think, in a show that's this popular.
When will tickets be going on sale?
Tickets will be going on sale next Monday. Yeah.
And then you're also doing something else different, aren't you? Having a matinee?
That's right. Because we thought this show would also appeal to families, we're having a Sunday matinee on Sunday at 2 o'clock. And this is different, and it appears on our posters, so we hope that people will be aware of it and come out in the afternoon.
When was the last time you had a matinee?
Yes, we've had one before, but it was years ago, and another musical that we did, I think it was The Boyfriend, that we had a matinee. But we decided we'd try it again rather than running another evening performance. So we'll see how it goes.
I jumped around quite a bit. Anything you'd like to throw in?
I don't think so.
You have a couple of extra plays.
Yes, I have two other people who play very important roles in this. The young man who is our hero, who incidentally in the show is called Hero, is Bill Wright, who is here from Cordova. And Hysterium, who plays a gay chief of slaves in this household, is played by Harold Simpson, and that's a wonderful role. He has a song called "I'm Calm, I'm Calm, I'm Perfectly Calm," and we watch him dissolve into jello before our eyes. So there are these two people who are playing very important roles and are worth watching.
One additional, both an actor and a musician.
Yes, because we usually have to compromise, and we have to say, well, if we can get an actor who can sing, that's probably more important. But we really lucked out this year. We have actors who are just as good at singing as they are at acting, and this is most unusual. We can just hardly believe our good fortune. We've got the wonderful collection of good voices, and they're all talented actors, so it's just delightful all around.